Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I am super, super, super charged about the segment today, so I encourage you, if you have not yet done so, would you go ahead, tweet, text, call your friends, and tell them this is the segment they need to be on.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, I tell you, I'm super excited today because it's the eve of my departure to the Awesomeness Fest in the Dominican Republic. So to my fellow tribers who are listening, I'll see you in approximately 10 hours. I am so, so excited about this journey that I'm about to embark on. And for the people online, if you want to speak, you touch number one, and I will know that you are not just listening. And I want to welcome guest 2813 to the chat room. Well, before I tell you what our segment is about today, I want to do a bit of housekeeping. You are welcome to be part of the dialogue by call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. If you have not yet connected with me on social media, I encourage you to do so. If you just Google my name, Daphne Clark Hudson, you'll see all the different social media that I'm connected to. And I definitely want to hear from you. And the cruise for June the 14th, 2014, we are going to Europe on the Norwegian Epic. And to get more information about the cruise, you can call Miss Tot Olenda Begg. Her telephone numbers are 203-818-3174 and 203-539-0094. And she is the travel consultant who is working on the cruise with us. The cruise is happening to help us raise some funds for the breakfast feeding program for my nonprofit at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. And it's an amazing program. I'm super excited. I graduated over 50 years ago from that school, and I went back last year to visit. And not much has changed. They have electricity, and they have a refrigerator and a stove. However, not much more has changed. The children are going to school without breakfast. So I made the commitment that I will provide a hot breakfast for them 5 days a week, depending on you to help me do that. We have a link set up on GoFundMe, and every dollar you give is going to be helping us to provide a breakfast. So for those of you who want to get more information, we also have a Twitter page. You can follow us there at Carmel Empower U, CarmelEmpour, and the letter U. So please connect with us there. About two months ago, I think it was back in September, I was privileged to be attending an event up in the Hartford area, and I met this amazing woman. We actually unofficially met in the restroom because we were both wearing the same color green, my favorite color green, and I said to her, we're wearing the same color. And we have just connected. She was the guest speaker at my Litchfield chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. And she's just an amazing woman doing a lot of amazing things. And I'm speaking about none other than Kendria Porter. And her company is Honor You Style. And she helps us to understand how to love ourselves the way we are and just appreciate. So I'm telling you, just sit back, relax, and take some notes. We want you to call in. And without any further delay, I want to bring my honored guest in. She's been hanging out with me in the virtual green room as I take the few last bites of my dinner. So without any further delay, I want to welcome and introduce to you Miss Kendria Porter, CEO and President of Honor You Style. Miss Porter, how are you?
I am good, Dr. Daphne. How are you, my dear?
I am so blessed, and thank you so much, because I know how valuable Sundays are for you and your family. And yet you have took the time to invest in my vision and purpose and to educate my listeners. So I honor you for doing that, and I honor you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, thank you. And thank you so much for inviting me on. I look forward to tonight.
Would you please take a few minutes, and I must tell the listeners, you are going to be getting all of her. I'm not having any other guests on. So the full 90 minutes will be with Miss Porter, and because she has a lot of valuable information to pass on to you. So I didn't want to cut it. I just wanted to give it all to you. Would you take a few minutes and just introduce yourself? Tell the people who Kendria Carice Porter is and about her humble beginnings, please.
Sure. So my name is Kendria Carice Porter, and I own a company called Honor You. It is a personal image consulting company that really helps women identify themselves in terms of their body shape, their size, and really honor themselves. And so for what most people know as a personal stylist for celebrities, I am an image consultant, and that is what I do for, you know, everyday women and really helping women understand what works best for them. And so Honor You really is about honoring self And my motto is honor your shape, honor your size, honor you. And anybody can follow me as we're talking and we're online and in this forum. Please definitely follow on social media from Facebook to Honor You, as well as Twitter, which is Honor Your Style. And you can find me at most media outlets from Honor Your Style.
Let me ask you a question, Kendria. What brought you to this lifelong commitment to honor who you are? What's your story pertaining to that? What made you think, I must make a commitment to this? Have you gotten any past experiences? Why are you committed to doing this?
So I guess there's a couple of ways to answer the question. I came back to New York in 2008 and had been working in the nonprofit field for over a decade. And really what ended up happening was when I came back to New York, I lost my job twice in 3 years and had to take a stand and figure out what is going to go, you know, how am I going to move forward and really look at it as an opportunity to invest in myself. And that took some time. It really took some time to kind of sort of figure out what's going to happen next. You know, I came from a background and with parents who were very dedicated to the jobs that they had. And so they came from a place where you worked 20, 30, 40 years for a company, retired with that same company, moved up the ranks, got the gold watch, and then, you know, lived your life. And so it was really challenging when I lost my job and then I was working in a nonprofit and, you know, making a good salary and all of those things, and the economy shifted. So trying to find a job that would pay what I had been paid in the past and all of those things and take into account my experiences was just very challenging. And after the last two positions, I really said, you know, you work so hard for other organizations and other companies, and you put so much time and you invest so much time in them that you don't do that for yourself, and really taking that time to kind of sort of think about what it is that I want to do for me. During that time, I ended up traveling over to Ghana to help a friend of mine build a school. And it was, you know, part of that experience was really about figuring out what I wanted to do and just kind of sort of escaping from my life here in the States for a bit, but really taking that time to think about what was next for me. And, you know, in high school, the way this kind of sort of started was in high school, I'd always had a dream that I wanted to own my own business. And I had said that I wanted to do a boutique. And in high school, I was always taller and bigger and broader than everyone else. You know, at 12, you know, let alone I was 5'7". So I was always taller, and trying to find jeans that fit was always a challenge for me. And I said, you know, I want to do a jean boutique. Like, I'd love to have a boutique like that. And so that kind of sort of sat on the back burner. You go to college, you get your degrees and all of those things. And I had gone back to college for my master's and started to think about owning a business again. And of course, that dream was still there to have my own boutique and all of that. So I started to think about, okay, what makes sense? But then you graduate and you go back into the workforce and you start working and your dream sits on hold again. And I left, went to Ghana, came back, and while I was back, my college had actually asked me to come back and teach my department. And I was in the area, and I was doing really well, and I said, you know, I've got this extra time, and I'm here at the university. Let me use some of the resources to start to think about opening the business again. And so I started doing research then, and then came back to New York. And then, of course, put the dream back on hold. And I think it's funny. I think a lot of people have these dreams, and it's, you know, a dream deferred. And at some point, you actually need to take action on that. And so after losing the job twice, I really said, you know what, let me take this opportunity now to kind of move forward with my dream. I've done some of the research. Let me go back, revisit that, do new research, see what's out there. And I had gotten into a program called the Westchester Entrepreneurship Initiative, which when Obama came into his presidency had started doing things for small business owners and for those people who were either unemployed or underemployed who wanted to start their own business. And so it was through that program that I really launched the business and moved full steam ahead. going into that program, I still said, I want to own a boutique, and really doing the research as to understanding the finances and budget and overhead costs of having a brick and mortar business venture, realized the services that I wanted to offer to my clients were services that I could do without necessarily having the store, and so that I could build the business and still do what I want to do, which is to help meet women's needs.
Let me ask
without
you a
having
question.
A storefront.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you the question a different way. A lot of boutiques out there thinking that they need to focus on size 2, 3, 2.5, 0, and 1.
Mm.
What were your years as a young person growing up? Did you have any particular experiences with weight, overweight in any way, and what was that like?
Okay. So the business itself is, you know, I work with women of all sizes, from a size 6 to a size 26. And the business came out of really understanding the struggles of being a woman and being different sizes and trying to figure out what works best for your body and having issues with self-esteem and all of that. As a kid, you know, I was bigger than everyone else. And like I said, I mean, at 12, I wore maybe a size 9 shoe and stood 5'7". And then by the time I got to high school, I was growing and I got to 5'9". And it was a place where I struggled in a sense of, you know, all of the girls that I went to school with, and I went to an all-girl Catholic school. So, you know, all of the girls I went to school with were very petite, you know, very fair-skinned, you know, long hair, all of the stereotypes, I guess you would say, of like a Catholic schoolgirl. And
there were spaghetti,
I was not.
And you were ravioli, huh?
You know, I was not that stereotype. But it was kind of sort of the inner struggle of, you know, here's what life is presenting to me as to mm-hmm. what's supposed to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. But also understanding that there was this innate feeling inside of me knowing that I am beautiful as well.
That's right.
So there was always I'm sorry?
I said, that's right. That's right.
There was this struggle. And then there's, you know, my mom is, I come from very old school parents. My father's from Southern Mississippi. My mother's from the country in Jamaica. We grew up in a house that was very, very proper. So, you know, when it comes to dressing, you had to look a particular way. You had to wear stockings. Even if you wore sandals, you had to wear a slip. You had foundation garments.
Yeah, do they still sell that piece of garment? Do they still sell slips? I remember, oh Lord, I remember that slip. Do they still sell it? I forgot about that.
They do still sell slips, and what's funny enough is that my aunt laughed at me because we were going someplace, and I said, well, why don't you wear a slip? She said, a what? And I said, a slip, and I still have slips from, you know.
Oh wow.
From days. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's very old school, very, very old school, but slips are important.
Yeah, I heard one place, I think I listened to a presentation you did at an event, and you mentioned about your mother putting you in a girdle or something.
Yes, this is true.
What age was that?
I can very prominently remember, you know, at 12, being in a panty girdle. Because, you know, I came from a very religious family as well. And so you always got dressed for church. And so I was wearing suits at you know, 11 and 12. And because I was bigger, I could wear Mrs. size suits and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my mother had this notion of, like, I had a little pouch on the bottom. And so she would put me in a panty girdle, and I would wear that. And, you know, you can't balk at your mom at that age, and you can't say anything. You just kind of sort of do. But that notion and growing up with you're supposed to look a certain way and, you know, you can't be this size and you should be this size and all of those things really kind of sort of weighed on me in terms of what beauty is and what's considered beauty in terms of even just sizing, not just let alone like what you actually look like. in terms of like hair or skin color or any of that.
I want you to take a sip of water. We have a caller on the line, and I want to check in with the caller to see if they have a question, and then we're going to have a word from our sponsor, and then I'm going to be right back to you.
Sure.
Caller, your last four digits are 242047. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, good Lord, Stephanie.
Hello, Miss Pat. How are you?
I'm fine, Daphne. How are you this evening?
Great. Do you have any questions, comments, or remarks?
No, not so far. I'm still listening, and I was laughing when she was speaking about the slip and the dribble because I know I'm originally from Trinidad as well, and I know a lot of people that was
I remember putting on my first pair. I couldn't breathe. I was short of breath.
Yeah,
I said, this thing got to go. All right.
Well, and I think it's so... Oh, no, I was going to say, I think it's just so funny where people now complain to me about, you know, just sometimes they're like, I can't breathe in Spanx. I'm going, oh, my Lord. I'm like, Spanx are so much more comfortable than old school girdle.
You need to try the girdle, please. All right, Pat, okay. When you decide you have a question or something, if you press 1, then I'll know you want to speak. So thank you for joining us.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's get a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Yes, if you're just joining us, my honored expert is Kendria Porter, and she is an image consultant, and her company is Honor You. And she's here helping us to understand the importance of honoring yourself. We are made in different tapestry. However, regardless of the quality of our tapestry, we need to begin to embrace that so we can begin to evolve. So I'll go back to my expert. Are you there?
Yes, my dear.
So let's talk about the name of your company, Honor You. How did this name came about?
Really, I think it just, when I started the business, I started as the premier, you know, the premier image consultant and stylist for full-figured women. And, you know, as I was growing the business, a lot of people said, you know, I'd love for you to help me, but I'm not necessarily plus size. Can you still work with me? Mm-hmm. And out of that, it was, you know, of course, you know, I am here to help any woman who's looking at making themselves better and all of that. And so when I started to think about the business and naming it, it really became about honoring the individual, no matter what your shape, no matter what your size. And so that's really where it comes from, along with understanding that it's not just about what's on the outside. It's about your self-esteem and self-love and all of that. And so, you know,
it's a balance.
Honor You came out of the tagline that I have for the company, which is honor your shape, honor your size, honor you.
Yeah, it's in totality because the young people especially, and a lot of grown folks too, need this message because they don't love who they are. And in order for you to be the best you, you got to honor you. You cannot be looking on the outside for others to honor you. It begins at home. So again, I commend you for the message that you are taking around. So now let's go into the meat of why you're here this evening. How do we begin to honor ourselves? There are some women who are going through turmoil, regardless of their age, culture, size, ethnicity, religious or spiritual affiliation. They are going through stuff. And to talk about honoring, you are thinking, where do I begin? If you would give us a 10-step plan of how to start, where would you begin?
10-step plan, oh my. I would say, you know, there are a couple of key points about looking at approaching your life and honoring yourself. You know, one of the first things that I've really have considered and now know that I should listen to what I hear is really being able to own your voice. And so, and particularly for a lot of women, we struggle with owning our own voice and being able to speak up about how we feel, about, you know, what we think, all of those things, for whatever reason, for one reason or another, whether it's, you know, living in very difficult relationships or the way we were raised and, you know, looking at old school and being silent as a woman. There are a number of different reasons why people kind of sort of feel that way. But what I've known for me, and I know what is true for everyone, is that there is a spirit that's inside of us. There is a God that is within us that kind of sort of, that guides us. And being able to listen to that, help you make decisions, help you think about who you are as an individual, listening to that inner voice is absolutely key. Because, you know, if you listen and you sit still for a minute, you'll actually hear yourself and you can hear yourself think about what's going on in your life. And so I think being able to own your voice as an individual, because being able to really speak out about, you know, the things that are going on with your life and knowing where you want to go is important. You know, I think there's a place where when I was younger, my parents were of the mindset of, you know, you do what I say because I said so. And there was no explaining. There was no, if you got in trouble, there wasn't, oh, well, I did this because. There wasn't any of those things. And so for me, I know that that was frustrating as a kid. And somewhere along the way, you know, there was this piece where I was rebelling against that. And so God bless them because they had to deal with that part of me rebelling. But there's also a piece where as I got older, I realized that I needed to kind of sort of own that as an adult and be able to speak up for myself and to be able to really listen to what's going on around me and to see the things that are going on around me and to be able to make a decision. I think there's a point where sometimes we go and we reach out and we reach out to friends or we reach out to family and we ask them, well, what do you think about this? Or I'm in this situation. And it's great to have a support network, but you need to be able to really know what you want to do and maybe get, you know, confirmation from someone else to say, okay, here, this is really what I'm thinking. You know, if you're an expert in this area, you know, what are the pros and cons about doing this? But sometimes we rely on others before we make a decision about what it is that we want to do. And I think if you listen to your voice, you'll really understand that and you'll see how things will shift.
I think another important aspect of this is also before we can begin to honor ourselves, we need to understand who we are really. So I think that I would also add on that list, self-assessment without judgment. Because I am speaking out of the costume of a woman. Not many women know how to be non-judgmental to themselves. We are cruel. We are brutal to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we focus on lifting up everybody else around us. So I think add that on the list would be a good thing. The other thing, too, I would put on that list, Kendra, is knowing your why. Because as you said that we tend to be asking everybody else, in, just to summarize, you know, what we ought to be doing. And a lot of times it is staring us in the faces, but what? We are basing our progress and achievement on what somebody else is doing. So to honor ourselves, we got to, as you say, listen to the inside, that listen to the spirit, listen Christ self, you know that God is here with you. So instead of running around to ask everybody else, you just still yourself, grab your journal, write your thoughts down, and say, God, direct me. Where do you want me to go? You don't need to be a theologian to call on him, because he's going to answer you just like he answered the theologians, because he know you are coming from an authentic place.
Right. Well, definitely the other piece of, you know, one of the other points is definitely believing in self, mm-hmm. you know, and believing in who you are as an individual. And knowing that you have worth. We all on this planet have worth, and kind of sort of owning that. Sometimes I think we feel like we're not worthy, and it may be because of things that we did in the past, or, you know, I think a lot of people, it was funny, I was in church today, and it was talking about really waiting on God, and what do you do in the wait, and what do you do in the meantime, and a lot of people struggle because I feel like they're in a turmoil at this point in time in their life. And they're willing to say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to deal with the turmoil because I did X, Y, and Z in my past. And the beauty of God and believing in him and understanding really what he's about is that he's got so much grace and mercy for us to forgive us for the things that we've done, mm-hmm. that each day we have a new slate. Each day that we wake, we have a new slate. There's a new minute. There's a new moment for you to start over, you know, and ask for forgiveness and keep moving forward. And mm-hmm. so, you know, knowing who you are as a child of God, and really kind of sort of owning that. I think a lot of people, we know it in our head and in the back of our mind somewhere. We're like, okay, you know, I am a child of God, or I believe in God, and I understand that there's mercy, and I understand that he forgives our sins, but I did X, Y, and Z, and so I should still, you end up dwelling in the past of what you've done versus looking toward your future and knowing that what you've done and what you've asked for forgiveness for has been cleared, and now there's a new way to.
That's right.
A lot of people get stuck in that. And so when I say believing in self and believing in your worth is that regardless of what has happened, as long as you've repented and gone through that process, here's a new day, here's a new moment to start fresh.
And for the listeners, for those who might be grabbing this on the archive, I had asked Kendra for 10 lists, and during the conversation, here are the 11 points that I have come up with from the answer. In order to honor you, you first need to look at your life. This number two, you need to own your voice. Number three, listen to the spirit / your inner voice. Number four, self-assessment without judgment. Number five, knowing your why. Number six, what's going on around you. Number seven, build a supportive network. Number eight, journaling. Number nine, ask the difficult questions. The difficult question about who am I. Number 10, meditate for clarity. 11, invest in yourself. And number 12, self-forgiveness. And that it's loving ourselves and honoring ourselves is not an easy task. And I'm saying that to let you know the reason Kendra is on this show tonight, and the reason I've committed the time to this show is so you know. You don't need to go this alone. Women too often think that they need to be lone rangers, and we are so prideful about asking for help. And with the efficiency of internet now and everything that's going on with social media, you know, Kendra is in New York and I'm in Connecticut. And here we are having this amazing dialogue tonight to facilitate and accommodate and empower you. So if you're out there thinking you have to go it alone, no, you don't. You pick the phone up and call. You follow us on any of the social media out there and ask for help because we are here to help you. Okay? All right.
Absolutely. And what I would say to that, Dr. Daphne, is that part of – it's funny. I just did a I did an article for Pose Magazine on really developing a support network. And it was really geared towards business, but it's not just about businesses and business profiles. You want to be able to create a, what I call my me team. And it's really people who are on my team who are 100% dedicated to me. And that sounds a little egotistical, but if I don't have 100% of you saying, yes, I'll be dedicated to you because I'm here to support you, it doesn't make sense. I don't need somebody who's, you know, going to be half in and half out. And maybe they'll help me if I need help or if they have the time. I need to know that I have, you know, a group of people that I can count on no matter what.
It's the bottom line. People got to be all in. You can't be half-assed. You got to be all in. And what tells you is that they are prepared to tell you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear.
Exactly.
People who are not totally committed to you, they're going to come around and tell you nice things because they want you to, quote, unquote, keep them in the inner circle. But it doesn't work like that. People need to be all in. Sorry,
And it's not to say, you know, for those people who I know who are still my friends and who are still very dear to me, I know that they may not necessarily have the time, and that's okay. They may have a family. They may be starting their own business ventures, whatever. And it's not to exclude them, but it is to know that, you know what, there are a group of people that really are 100% dedicated to me because my life now is that of a business owner, as an entrepreneur. And, you know, that's my lifestyle, not alone just my work life. That is me. And so,
you know, Kendra, can I say something right there just to piggyback on what you said? You're on a journey. You're on a mission. You know, when your role is called, you can't tell daddy that I was waiting on Jane and Sophie and Elizabeth to help me in order to accomplish what you gave me to do.
Mm-hmm.
In spite, no matter what, he wants us to do what we were called to do. And if it means that you shed some of that skin you have that's attached to you and to move on, those are the people you shed. You can always see them at Thanksgiving for dinner or something, and you move on. But we cannot sit around to wait on those people. We got to keep our eyes on the prize.
Right. Absolutely. And so there's two points to that. One, I'll just piggyback off of that since we're on that topic, and then I'll go back to finishing my other thought. But one is, you know, as you move forward in your life, you realize that there's a time when there are some friends who may not still be there for you, or that you've just grown apart and grown in different directions. And that's fine. And it's okay to say, you know what, we live different lifestyles at this point in time. I still love you. I still support you should you need something from me. But sometimes you need to let friendships go. And sometimes there are those friends who may have been there for you. Right. Seasons, exactly. And then there are some friends who have been there for you for years that you thought would always be there and for whatever reason may no longer be there for you. And you need to let that go because to move forward, you can't think about, well, am I doing something wrong? Am I saying the right thing? And any of my friends that know me and have been my friends for decades at this point, and I feel bad that I can say that because that means I'm getting old, but...
Girl, you're getting better, not old. You're getting better. You're evolving. You are a diva.
Thank you. Thank you. But those friends are friends who I can say, you know what, this is bothering me. Let's have a conversation if there's an issue between us. You know, I don't tiptoe around my friends with feelings or any of those things because we say what we need to say. And if we're mad, we say we're mad and I'm mad because you did this. we address it and then we move on, because that's what our friendship is. It is about being able to be honest with someone and say, here, this is what I need from you, or this is what hurt. So definitely, you know, looking at your friends and who's around you and your support network. And sometimes it's family. Sometimes there are family members who, you know, don't necessarily support you the way that you need to be supported. And sometimes you need to let them go and know
bless
who
them,
you can
bless
address.
Bless them and release them. Bless them
exactly.
And release them. Bless them and release them. You know, I tell my clients all the while, and I've said it numerous times on this show here, if you are in a group of people and you are the smartest one there, it's time for you to move on.
Right.
And go somewhere else. If everybody's coming to you for advice and asking you questions, you're in the wrong group, because it means you are the smartest one there. So
right.
You need to move on and leave room for people to grow. Where did the time go? Kendra, we have 48 minutes. You had a thought you wanted to go back to?
I did. I wanted to go back to just the overall piece of creating a me team. And I say this to individuals, whether you own a business or whether it's your personal life, you know, for me, I have a prayer partner, and we have scheduled morning phone calls every morning at 7:30. And if we can't necessarily get together at 7:30, we'll schedule for something later on in the day. But I have someone that I can talk to, that I can pray with on a daily basis. And then I have those people that I can go to as mentors. So as we talk about, you know, having those friends, and if you're the smartest person, you need to look outside of that group. I have those mentors because I have people that I can ask about, whether it's business or whether it's personal, to say, I need your advice and I need your expertise, you know, in these particular situations. And so you want to be able to look for those mentors, those strategic people in your life who can give you advice because they are smarter than you. And then you just want to look for other things, whether it's, you know, some people need a personal trainer, or they need to be able to go to a gym and have a partner to go to the gym, because it's, as we talk about honoring you, it's not just about
accountability.
It's about accountability. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's about accountability. It's about having someone that, you know, like I said, going back to supporting you, supporting your health, supporting your life. And, you know, we are mind, body, and spirit. So having those different people in those different areas in the mind, so those people who can challenge us mentally, in the spirit, so those people that either we can pray with or support with, and in your body and in your health, those people we can work out with, we can exercise with. You want to look at encompassing all of your life. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes we look at, okay, I'm going to work really, really hard at getting this right, and then we forget about everything else in our life, whether it's, you know, family, and then we focus on families, and then we forget about our careers. And some people then, you know, become kind of sort of aggravated about where they are in their life because they feel like they stalled in their career.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to their career, and then they forget about their family. It's about balance and really creating a complete person mm-hmm. and a complete lifestyle for yourself.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, if you just join us, we welcome your calls. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And my expert tonight is Kendra Porter, and she is the president and CEO of Honor You. All right, we spent a lot of time. We spent a great portion of the show already telling you how to honor yourself from the inside out, because you cannot put a fresh coat of paint over an old crack paint wall. You have to buff that paint off, and this is what we've been doing since 7 p.m. And we want to spend the rest of the time now to tell you how you can begin to honor your outside. So let's talk about fashion and style. Kendra, there sometimes I am some places and I see some women and I'm thinking, Heavenly Father, who were at their homes this morning when they left? Don't they have any neighbors or somebody? So let's go on the outside now.
Okay. This is where your true friends come in, because my true friends will tell you, no, you're not going out the house like that. you know, I was doing another interview, and one of the things that really came out of that was there is a difference between confidence and appropriate. You know, one of the things that I teach women is really about embracing who they are, no matter their size, right? So if you're a size 30, if you're a size 2, if you're a size 16, it doesn't make a difference. Embracing who you are and loving who you are and the skin that you're in. And if you have goals, whether it's losing weight, gaining weight, toning, any of those things, that's fine and that's great to have goals for yourself. But you need to kind of sort of love yourself where you are now, because the opposite of that then is hate, right? And we're talking about self-love and honoring you. When it comes to dressing, there are a number of different things that happen. There are those who feel extremely confident in themselves and love themselves. And so they feel as if, you know, I can wear it because I love myself and it doesn't make a difference. And, you know, even if my belly's hanging over my jeans or my pants are too tight or, you know, I've got, you know, something that can't button fully, but I'm still going to wear it because I think it's cute, then that becomes a question about appropriateness. And so I try and teach people really kind of sort of what works best for your silhouette and your shape. Because, you know, when you look at magazines and people flip through and it says, oh, well, dressing for your body shape, it will tell you, you know, if you're curvy on the bottom, if you have more on top, if you're straight and you don't have curves, if you're skinny. And then it'll say plus size. And the problem is that plus size, we are all of those shapes. We are heavier on, some of us are heavier on the bottom. Some of us are heavier on the top. Some of us, you know, are built straight up and down and don't necessarily have curves other than, you know, the extra cellulite that we may carry. So really having an understanding of what works best for your silhouette helps people understand, okay, you know what, this is why this particular, you know, top never works for me, because it does this.
You know, I think, Kendra,
yes, ma'am.
I just got an aha moment when you said that. I remember few years ago, I was well upholstered on the top. And since I'm experiencing this lifestyle awakening, I had a friend over and I was going through, like, sorting out some clothes, and she saw some old bra. And she said, those were yours? I said, yes, girl, they were mine. You know? And she could not believe they were like 40-something HH or something like that. And we just had a good laugh. And I'm looking at it now. I could get maybe 6 pairs of bra if I knew how to sew. I could remake those now and get me 6 pairs.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, during those days, people used to say to me, oh, I've never seen you in jeans. And I've never seen you not in a suit. And I said, you know something, I'm a business person. And when I leave home, I don't know when I'm going to meet my million-dollar client. I don't have an opportunity to go back home to get ready. So every time I would go out, I would look appropriate. Because
right.
Not because something looks good on the mannequin, it don't mean you have to take it home.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, there are people who, depending on what your shape is, there are different silhouettes that work best for you. And so, you know, there are people who say, oh, I'd always love to wear a pencil skirt and it doesn't look right on me. And that's because if you're heavier on the bottom, a pencil skirt is really made, you know, to kind of sort of hug your curves. And so sometimes you need to look at alternatives to a pencil skirt that will give you the same silhouette, but it is not necessarily cut like a pencil skirt. And so that's really one of the things.
What will that alternative be?
So it's actually the way in which, where a pencil skirt is very form-fitting and straight up and down, what you would look for is you would look for a skirt, if you're heavier on the bottom, you would look for a skirt that's actually banded at the waist. And versus being straight up and down from the skirt, it actually comes out slightly from the waist to accommodate for whether it's your hips or your thighs, and then go straight. It's more of a sheath type of skirt versus just a regular pencil skirt.
You know something? I'm from Jamaica, West Indies country, and I remember in Jamaica, all my clothes were made by who
right.
we call a dressmaker. They are actually designers, you know, but we never
yes.
call them that. We go in and you get measured, and they cut your clothes and they make it for you. And what you are discussing now is exactly what those people were doing for us. And little did we know. So you didn't get anything that was misfitting because it was designed and made for you.
Right.
Wow.
And that's
wow.
what I tell people now. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's what I tell people now. It's all about tailoring. So we look at clothes, and clothes are mass produced. But we as individuals are not. We are individuals. And so having a tailor is extremely important. And they don't have to be expensive. So sometimes people feel like having a tailor is an additional expense, or it is, you know, only for the plush lifestyle. And that's not the case. Because, a dry cleaner, for instance, can make simple adjustments to the waistband of a pair of pants, to the hemlines of skirts or pants,
mm-hmm.
you know, to your mm-hmm. jacket. So...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. So being able to say, you know what, I really like this, but it doesn't fit exactly the way I need it to, you know, have a tailor, have your dry cleaner, see if it's something that they can take in for you or adjust accordingly. The other piece that I also tell people is to also fit for the largest and the largest part of you, so the widest part mm-hmm. of you. So if you are heavier on top and you want a button down blouse, then make sure that the blouse itself buttons and doesn't pull and doesn't snag. And then if you need to have it taken in because you have a smaller waist, then have darts put in, you know, in the back or in the front, you know, have the sleeves taken in a little bit so that it's not oversized for you and it fits you well. But you want to make sure that you can button, you know, across your bosom. And I know how that is because for the longest time, didn't wear button downs because I am fuller busted, and you know I wear sweaters in the summer.
Oh, you're well upholstered. You're well upholstered. You're
yes,
well upholstered.
Yes, everything is the way it needs to be. But
that's
you know,
right.
When it comes to dressing, it is I wanted to make sure that I felt comfortable and not have to worry about whether or not I was showing my bra through my shirt or any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning that.
I know my the people on the phone line, you can hear me. So remember to touch 1 if you have a question or a remark that you want to make. I want to include you. I don't just want to go ahead just talking. And for those of you who are listening on your computer and your iPad and everything, I want you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I want to piggyback on something Kendra spoke about, that a lot of times people think that tailors are very expensive. And the truth about that is that we are always investing in things that we hold dear to our heart. So unless we begin to think that we need to honor and love ourselves, then we are not going to be committing to make sure when we step out, we look decent. I mean, it doesn't make sense we get all the nice hair, the expensive hair, and the nails and everything like that if we look tacky. So we invest this time for you to work from the inside out. So ladies, you need to wake up and begin to honor who you are. Love yourself. If you are voluptuous, love you. And once you begin to love and honor yourself, you're going to notice a transformation around you, because the world around you will begin to look different. Everybody's going to be falling in love with you, but they're only going to do that immediately after you have fallen in love with you. Pick up the phone and call 646-915-8166. I am checking in with Patsy if she have any.
No.
Any question, any remarks, any comments, Miss Pat?
No, not at this time. The only thing I wanted to, well, comment about it. I totally agree with the topic and you and Tendra, because as you know, Daphne, I have also a networking called Many Shades of Women, and I think it's geared to the aspect of women being in business and women solidifying themselves in business, whether it be starting a business or how it's even to operate, even if they work 9 to 5 in a regular business. And I think Kendra's topic speaks so well to that, because a lot of times women may come in for an interview and they're not dressed appropriate, or they think that they have to go with a normal trend rather than what they should wear to come in for an interview. So I tend to think that her topic speaks volumes to that. But I also wanted to think about women who work at home as well, because I work for my home office. And a lot of times people say, well, I'm sitting in my pajamas, but I get up every morning and my hair is well done. My nails always get done. I always well-dressed, have on my jewelry, and I'm sitting at my home office. And I tend to think if you come into your home office or whatever it is with that spirit and that attitude, you have a more positive day.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter, what you're doing now. Okay, I'm sorry, Daphne. Go right ahead. Sorry.
No, something came to my mind. When I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, that was one of the first things, the first time I met Mary Kay Ash in person. That's what she shared with us.
Right.
Make sure you are properly dressed with your makeup on, with a big smile. And she tell us to invest in a small mirror that we would have on that table in front of us as we make the calls, because clients and customers feel it. So if you dress sloppy, they feel it. And people, they think it's a joke. But I'm glad, Pat, that you brought that up. It's a very valuable point.
Thank you.
Because, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make that point that I know we may be speaking to women who are going out every day, but I know there are a lot of people that work from home. And I kind of think that we need to adopt the same attitude, not stay in your PJs, not stay in your fluffy slippers, but get up and approach it like if you're going out. But on Sunday night, smelling good,
women,
you're looking good. Yeah, we need to adopt that attitude as well, even at home.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope no one is listening and thinking that we are only speaking to women who are going out, because we are speaking to quote-unquote women across the board. Because years ago, I know some women that their husbands left and went to work and the children went to school. They came back home and they're still in the rollers that they had on the night before and everything. So we are speaking to women. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom, it's a very valuable position you have. Adorn yourself so that when your family come home, you look good, you sound good, and you're acting right. That's what it is all about. It's all in the attitude. Because whether you're going to go to the consignment shop to shop, we need you to have a Neiman Marcus attitude when you put that piece on. So back to you, Sandra, Kendra. I promise I won't cut you off again.
No, and I mean, even to that point of whether it's working from home or whether it is a stay-at-home mom, you know, there are so many women who I know, especially stay-at-home moms in particular, who feel like they've lost their sense of style. And that really comes from the fact that we invest so much. As women, you know, we're generally the nurturers in the family. And so we invest so much in others and don't take the time out to invest in ourselves. And that's the other piece of it. And this goes back to understanding your worth and understanding who you are as an individual. Because what ends up happening is you lose that sense of you as you care for your kids and as you say, okay, you know what, I need to make sure that they've got, you know, either money for lunch or they've got their school books or and any and all of those things. But it is also knowing that you yourself are entitled to peace. You yourself are entitled to joy. And yes, there may be sacrifices for your family and all of that. But if you don't take care of you first, you can't continue to take care of them. I had one client who said, you know, well, she's been sick and she was in and out of the hospital. And, you know, she said, well, I need to make sure that I can take my kids and take her to practice and take her to this and take her to that. And I told her, I said, you need to take a step back and say, you know, maybe there are some things that she can't do because you yourself can't physically do them anymore. at least not until you're healthier. And really it came from the fact that my concern was for her health, because if
That's
you
right.
stress yourself out and you run around doing all of these things for her because you want to make sure that she has all of that, in the end, if you end up being sick and end up in the hospital again and end up in the ER, then where will she be? And you never know how long that's going to be. You may be in the ER for 3 months at a time. Who knows? So you want to make sure that you take care of yourself first and you invest in you as an individual. And that comes from all of those things too, whether it's taking a, you know, taking a bath, you know, at home and just kind of sort of enjoying that peace and quiet time, to your clothes, to all of those things. Women need to also remember to invest in themselves.
You know something, Kendra, I was listening to a speaker. I don't recall her name right now. Before I share that thought, I want to welcome guest 6692 to the show. Welcome. You're listening to expert Kendra Porter. And feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. And this lady, she was extremely, extremely successful, making 8 figures in her business. And she was rushing and going home and rushing back to school. And one evening her kid said to her, "Mom, where are you going?" And she said, "I'm going to the parent-teachers meeting at school." He said, "I don't want you to go. I want you to stay home with me." And that was such a wake-up call for her, she said. And she said since that time, she has not gone back to a parent-teachers meeting. She's still involved in the school, but you know what she does now? Every event they have, she signed up for garbage duty, because it means she can go when the event ends and she can take her child with her. And if we would talk to our children more and listen to them, those little kids have some wisdom that they can pass on to us. So we don't always to know everything. So that was good advice you give her. Because if she ends up in the ER, even for 24 hours, that was going to be devastating for that child.
Right. So, absolutely.
We have 27 minutes remaining. Do you have any points? I know you have a lot of things. What would you like to address now with the women?
I mean, we could, and this is really interesting. There are, and Pat, please, I'd love for you to chime in, because, you know, when Dr. Daphne and I spoke and I said, you know, what would you like to talk about? A lot of people like to hear my story as how I became an image consultant, how I started my business and all of that. And then there's, from that, normally it sprouts into two different conversations. Either we talk about fashion, because there are those who are interested in learning more about what works best for them and having challenges and all of those things. And on the flip side of that, then there are those people who have questions about really building your business and, you know, moving forward with it, whether it's PR, whether it's marketing, or getting over the hump with certain issues. And so, you know, I'm open to either discussion, truth be told.
Let me ask you a question. Why is image consultant not only for consulting, sorry, not only for the rich?
You know, this goes back to investing in self. You know, you look at outsourcing particular things, right? So you go to a restaurant because you decide that you don't want to cook. You go to a hairstylist because they are the expert in taking care of your hair and getting it done the way that you would like it to. You go to a personal trainer because you want to lose weight and you know you yourself can't do it. An image consultant is no different. And so as an image consultant, and it's not something that you necessarily have to work on a continual
long
basis
term.
With sometimes, right. Sometimes it is just getting the understanding of what works best for you and then doing a couple of appointments after that. As an image consultant, what I generally used to tell people is, you know, I'd ask them if they knew the show What Not to Wear with Stacey London. And a lot of people, of course, would say yes. And that's essentially what I do, and happen to also have been blessed with the opportunity to learn from her and be trained by her. But,
what?
You know, I will...
It was me!
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. I did not know that you did not know that.
You all see, I tell people, we only have the best on this show.
But really, you know, image consulting is about helping people understand, you know, what works best for them, not only for their shape and their size, but for their lifestyle and for their budget. And so, you know, I offer a number of different services working with people from, you know, understanding if you're looking at changing careers or if you're, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom that's going back into the workforce, or there are particular events that you're going to that you want to look a particular way and relay a particular message, then I can work with you, you know, on a quick one-on-one session. But then there are those who, I'm sorry?
How does an image consultant differs from a private seat, from a private shopper, personal shopper?
Okay. So the two differences are a personal shopper is just that. They shop across the board for anything and everything. So for instance, you know, you have executives who say, oh, we need to get Christmas gifts for clients. A personal shopper will go out and buy individual gifts for them. Personal shopping as a service, which is also something that I offer to my clients based on the image consulting process. And so that is, you know, once we talk and we figure out what it is that you're looking for or any of those things, or I've come into your home and gone through your closet with you, which is something that I also do to help you figure out what you need to keep, what you need to toss, what you need to tailor, and looking at creating an inventory of, you know, here are some investment pieces that we need to purchase. I will then go out and buy those for my clients as well. So personal shopping is part of the service as an image consultant. Mm-hmm. A personal shopper, if you're looking at, you know, some of the larger department stores like Lord & Taylor, like Bloomingdale's, a personal shopper will purchase anything and everything across the space of the retail. So if you need a Christmas gift, if you need a baby shower gift, or if you yourself need clothes. The difference is I also don't make a commission on anything that I purchase for any of my clients. I work one-on-one with them to figure out what's best for them, and never trying to necessarily upsell and say, oh, buy this versus this, because
and work in their budget.
Right. I work within a budget. So if you say I only have $500 to spend, but I need to get two new suits, then we won't go to Neiman Marcus or we won't go to Nordstrom. Maybe we'll go to TJ Maxx where you can still find name brand suits. You know, and so I just really work with my clients individually based on their particular needs, and help them figure that out.
I am glad that we are having this conversation because I have come to understand that a lot of women are not approaching their lives this way because of fear. And they are fearful because they don't ask what are the details and, you know, how can I engage these services. And I'm so honored to have met you because I want for my listeners and supporters to go into 2014 with a different attitude.
Right.
And too many of them are living in the past and focusing on things they have no right focusing on. I want them to make a commitment to begin to honor themselves. Do a self-evaluation and assessment, and nobody know you more than how you know yourself. Remove ego and pride out of the way so you can begin to work on yourself. If you need a coach, you get a coach. It's an investment in the better you. You need a mentor, get a mentor. It's an investment in the better you. You need an image consultant. It is also part of that package that is going to help to mold you in that woman that you deserve to become. Because, you know, it's not that you're entitled, but you deserve, because God did not create any second-hand person. And for us to abuse and neglect ourselves, it is making him very unhappy. So here's your opportunity to turn around. We have approximately 20 minutes remaining. I want to give my listeners, get off the phone and call in 646-915-8166. If you're in the chat room, type your question if you have a question or call in. I'm going to give you an opportunity now, Kendra, to give your closing thoughts and let us begin to wrap up, please. And I want you to know you have a platform to come back at any time that you have a message that you would like to share.
Thank you. Thank you. And I greatly appreciate that. And I appreciate being able to be on this call and to be on the show for, I am blessed to be here for the 90 minutes. Thank you for that. I think you talked about women and really kind of sort of moving forward with their lives and being in turmoil and all of those things. And I think really just to wrap up, there are a couple of quick points just to either reiterate and or add to. The first, definitely having a foundation. And so, the beginning half of our conversation, we really talk a lot about God and his influence and, you know, that inner voice that we have and being able to listen to that moving forward. And so I would say, take stock in what your gut tells you. Your gut is your gut for a reason. And it never, honestly, at least for me, it has never steered me wrong. I may not have wanted to listen to it, but, you know, when I look back over things, whenever I have not listened, it has never turned out the way that I wanted it to. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, always listen to your gut because that is the inner God in you really.
Yeah, that's your authentic place. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is your absolute authentic place. And then two is, about believing in yourself and being bold. A lot of, where owning your voice comes into play is because we are very fearful. And the only way to combat that is really with love. If we ever look at why we don't want to do something, it's generally because we are fearful of a particular reaction. And so combating that with the love for an opportunity to do something different, being able to own our voice and say, this is something really that I want to move forward with, and saying I am worthy, saying that I deserve, and I am a child of God. And so that even if you are worried about kind of sort of the consequences of that, knowing that, all things work to good for those that love the Lord. And so whatever it is that you do, even if it's something that you did wrong, it is a lesson to be learned. So it is about overcoming your fears because, we don't always make the right decisions. We don't always make the best decisions, but it is an opportunity to learn. And so it is also about perspective, right or wrong, about decisions that we make or about consequences that happen. There is always an opportunity to learn. And so, to kind of sort of take a step back and say, what am I supposed to learn from this? Whether it's about relationships or about business, learning to do something differently, learning to ask questions. So I think that is also, believing in yourself and being bold. And to that point, living your life now, I think there are so many people who I've seen who said, well, when I get this or when this happens or if this happens, then I can do X. And the question is why? Why do you have to wait? Why do you need to wait? Unless it's something that, you need to learn, you need to do step one before you get to step two. But other than that, why do you have to wait? Why do you need to be 10 pounds lighter before you take your picture,
Exactly.
And I say that because I say that about myself.
Crazy. Something, it's interesting that you say that. A few months ago, I met a woman on a site that, the Gratitude Log, and we spoke on the phone. The spirit told me I should speak to her on the phone. So I reached out to her and asked her to call me, and she did. And I said, what's your story? I said, you have a story. I didn't see her story written any place. I said to her, you have a story, and she kind of gasped. I could hear her gasp, And she told me this story. I said, okay, That's why the Spirit wanted me to talk to you. I said, I want to offer you an opportunity to do my Sunday show, because she had a magnificent story that I knew the Spirit wanted my listeners to hear it. And she said, yes, she was excited. I said to her to send me a picture and a short bio. And 3 days before the show, she called me back to tell me she's too fat and she's gray and she cannot take a picture of herself now. And mm-hmm. I said, I didn't hear you. I don't think I heard you right. So, you know, there are a lot of women out there who are using their situations to hold themselves hostage. And they got to know that if they are going to embark on this new paradigm shift, they have to surrender all that happened to them or all that is now happening in order to experience the new you by honoring you.
Right.
I want you to, we have 13 minutes remaining. Would
I
you
love
please
the countdown. Would
you please remind the listeners how they can reach you and where they can connect with you? And if you're listening and you still have a burning desire calling, we have 13 minutes remaining. I know you're all listening on the phone, on the computer. That's what my listeners do. They say, oh, the conversation is so good. We don't want to disturb you. So tell them, Kendra, how to find you and so on and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely. So once again, my name is Kendra Porter. I am the owner of Honor You, a personal image consulting agency. Our tagline is Honor Your Shape, Honor Your Size, Honor You. You can find me on my website at kendraporter.com. That's KendraPorter.com. And you can also find me on most social media outlets at Honor Your Style, which is what I use for social media. And then I also do have a Facebook page, which is at Honor You for tagging purposes. But you can also look for Honor Your Style on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube. I am pretty much everywhere across social media. And so I would love to definitely connect with you if you have questions or, you know, thoughts about today's conversation or just even questions about fashion. Please definitely feel free to reach out. And there's also, I've been part of the Your Wealth, Your Worth, Your Wealth Telesummit, which is still ongoing now until the 17th of this month. And so if you take a look at my website and go to events, you will see the Your Worth, Your Wealth Telesummit event. You can click on that to either hear my call, and also there's a bonus live video conference that I will be doing, working with women all across the board on fashion-specific questions and issues and concerns, and would just love to connect with you. So please definitely reach out.
All right. We have 11 minutes remaining, Kendra, but I'm going to ask if you could still remain where you are, because I know those people, sometimes they call in the last 5 minutes. Oh, I was just waiting and listening. So is that okay with you?
Yes, that is
okay.
Fine.
And I want to just let my listeners know that I will be off the air this Wednesday and next Sunday because I am going to honor myself. I'm heading into the Awesomeness Fest. I want to be part of that amazing tribe in the Dominican Republic. So I'm going there to invest in myself and to empower myself so I can come back renewed and revitalized and connect with some new people that I will be able to add value to you, my listeners and supporters. So in about 10 hours, I'm heading into the airport, and I'll be on my way to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. I'm just so hyped up already. There's a Facebook group, and those people who are already on property in Punta Cana, they're just having such an amazing time. So I'm looking forward to meet all these global leaders and mind shakers, and this event is put on by Mind Valley, another gentleman who I know you'll hear on the show here very soon. He has an amazing, amazing story. So I'm just so excited about that event. So we have enough episode for you to and enjoy yourself while I am gone for 2 days. Two days when I will not be airing. And that's one of the reasons why I'm looking for a co-host / producer, because when I'm gone to school to learn some things to come back and serve you better, if I have a co-host or a producer, they can be at the reign while I'm gone. So if you are interested in being my co-host or producer of the New Day show, I want for you to message me here on the radio or send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@att.net or message me on Facebook or any social media. Again, I want to remind you to call Tot Olinga Beg and speak to her about the cruise. Her numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. I want to thank my honored guest, Kendria Porter, guest 6692. And my friend Pat for calling into the show and for listening for the duration of the show. I am just so blessed and thankful that you would make the decision to join us on this broadcast. Earlier on, we had guest 2813 to the show. Download the show, share it with your family members, share it with your followers, and know that how important it is to begin to honor who you are, honor you, and honor your style. So again, I want to just give the mic back to Kendria to see if she have any closing thoughts since I was here blobbing my mouth.
You weren't blobbing. You were sharing important information to your listeners.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, I want to say again, thank you for the opportunity to have me on. It was a great conversation, and I know that we've like switched back and forth between fashion and business and living your life, to everyone out there, because this isn't just about women. You know, make sure that you own your voice, believe in yourself and live life now, because you're not promised tomorrow by any means. And always move forward, no matter what your struggles are. I think, you know, sometimes we stall because we, you know, going back to fear, are fearful of what's going to happen next or aren't sure and can't see around the corner. But if you take that next step, you know, things will start to appear to you and you will see what's right. And learn to listen to your voice, because that will help you steer and guide you in the way to go. But most importantly, I think living in appreciation will change how you view the world and how you view your life. Living in appreciation and being thankful for everything that's brought to you, good or bad, you know, being thankful for all of the opportunities that are brought into your life, all the doors that are opened, being thankful for the network of people that you have around you, your friends, your family, being thankful for, you know, even the smallest of things. Sometimes it is someone that you don't know who holds the door open for you and says thank you, or holds the door open you and says good morning, can change your day. You know, and looking at even things that happen that we aren't necessarily happy with, being thankful for those opportunities to, one, either see yourself differently, and to also be thankful for the opportunity to learn something new, whether it's about how you view life, how you view the perspective, and how you handle a situation, being thankful for those. I will say, you know, we started this conversation off of how I started my business, and I lost my job twice in 3 years. I am thankful for both of those opportunities, because I also know that that is what pushed me into what I'm doing now. And it was God's way of saying, you're not listening to me. So we're just going to make this happen, and you need to do your own thing. And so I am extremely thankful for, you know, for those situations. They were hard, they were tough, and by no means is it easy. But I am thankful for the journey, and, you know, looking at your life in an appreciative way and the things that happen to you in an appreciative way will change your perspective greatly.
And I just want to go over some key points in the closing that Kendra brought out, so that as you listen on the archive to this segment, I want you to listen with intentions. And here are some of the powerful things that she brought out. Having a foundation, and what is it for you? Is it God? Is it spirituality? How do you categorize that foundation? Take stock in what your gut tells you. That's your intuition. Believe in yourself and be confident in stepping out and becoming bold. Give back with love. Love to do something different. So in other words, you don't have to go out there and mimic everybody else. Be open and ready to receive. Understanding and overcoming fears. Decisions are very important. What are the lessons that you learn in your life? Relationships are extremely important. And live your life now. And the last one is gratitude. You heard me mention about a gratitude log. A couple months ago, I became part of a community. And if you're interested in joining me there, it's gratitude log, L-O-G, gratitudelog.com/Daphne Clark Hudson. It's a place where we go every day, people from around the world, and we just express all those things that we are grateful for. I'll see you in a few days. I will be back on the air on the week after. I'll be back on the air on the 20th. So the 17th, I'll be back on the air. So I'll see you then. Stay blessed. I love you. And there's absolutely nothing can do about that. Thank you, Kendra, for joining us.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Grab it in your spirit and say this. directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it.